WZLK. Hey, Sean. KW4SOE. Hey, Shane. How's it going today? Oh, I haven't heard you in a couple weeks. I just met you then and hadn't heard you since, so I thought I'd jump in here and say hello to you.
That week, fortuitously, it wasn't on purpose. I just happened to take that week off, and then all hell broke loose. But it's been back to work. I've been trying to check into the nets when I can, but a lot of times I'm still working and then doing some Aries stuff on the side and Army Mars, so I'm spread pretty thin a lot of the time.
Sounds like it. I'm working right now too. And I've had the radio in this truck for a while, but apparently was having coax issues, and I was just leaving it turned off. I just put a temporary coax, ran a new one in here, and it's today, this morning, so it's kind of nice to be back on the radio while I'm working.
So I always got a radio around, although I'm not able to focus on it. I know when I used to work on the road a lot, having a radio in the vehicle was a godsend. Cuts down on road boredom.
Good, sure does. It's a little bit more difficult to have longer conversations than running the day route because I'm, believe it or not, it seems like I'm driving across town. It would take a long time, but compared to when I was working at night, driving to Atlanta, I could carry on some good conversations. Met a lot of nice guys down there in Georgia.
Anything along that route, there's some pretty good guys catch on the radio there. Back when I was on the road, I had the 2-meter radio, and then I had a what was I doing at the time? I think I had a 10-meter radio in the truck with a little hamstick vertical, and the van was good at that time. So man, I could get on the highway, head to Anderson or Pickens or something like that, get a couple of QSOs in on 10 meters, and the time would go by fast.
Sure does. Oh well, I'm glad to hear you. Like I said, I hadn't really talked to you since the week of Helene, or the first few days of it. So I'm glad I heard you and I got to say hello. Are you still going to be working all evening, or what's going on there?
I'm going to try to the club meeting there. I'll try to get one of those in. I just put all the work down and said I'm going to do something fun.
I guess that's the Thermal Belt Club tonight.
And I hope to make the next Blue Ridge Club, too. I don't know. I have a tendency to bury myself in work. I'm just kind of getting to the point where I want to take a little time for myself throughout the week, kind of decompress and reset. So I'm finding little trips like this where I can make them and get out of the house.
Good idea. If you don't make your own plans, someone else will do it for you. I need to come to the Blue Ridge meeting now. I'm off on Mondays now, so I should be able to start doing it. It's been a long time. I've only been to a few meetings over the years, but I'd like to do that now. So now that I'm off on Mondays again. KC4HAN, I think it is. N4ZLK, how are you doing? You're a little hard to hear. A lot of picket fencing, but I know it's you. I haven't talked to you in a while. I hope you're doing well. We got Sean on the other end, W4SOE.
Nice to meet you, sir. 4SOE. I'm going to jump out here in a minute and grab a gut bomb at McDonald's to hold me over. But I got a couple miles. Nice to meet you. Go ahead, Shane. Hear you this evening, and be careful. I'll go a couple more with you, Chan. I'm almost back to the yard. I got to drop this trailer, but I can do a couple more. Sean, you have a good evening, and enjoy that McDonald's burger. I haven't had one of those in years. Oh, my goodness. I hope it sits well with you. Go ahead, Chan. N4ZLK. Your radio was going in and out, and it was, and I kind of missed. What was your last statement or question?
I was asking. I heard you saying. I heard you talking about the thermal belt plug, but what they got going on up there?
He's going to the club meeting, thermal belt club. I think it's tonight. That's all I know. And I'm not going to the club meeting. I'm still working. I've got another hour or so of work to do.
I'm going to back out for now because of the location. Where I'm at. Is this going to be out of town? I'll be trying to get to the house. But good talking to you. And we can take some of all the other things. Thank you.
Have a good evening. Be careful. I think you might be mobile. Be careful where you're driving. I'll talk to you later. KC4HAN, N4ZLK, and I'll be clear. I'm pulling on the yard.
Shane, wanted to say hi, KI4DTY, but I know you got to go.
Stay a little bit for you. Man, where have you been?
Not been is more the question.
What was it, Greece and some other places? It looked like a lot of fun, but I'm sure it was a lot of work too. And sorry about the house. I heard you had a tree fall on the house there. I hope you can get all that straightened out pretty quickly.
Everywhere. Greece, went to Texas a lot. Spent a lot of time in Texas. Then Switzerland, and then we went somewhere else too. I can't remember where it was now, but yeah, it's been crazy. And yeah, the tree fell inside of our house, so we're dealing with that. That's been pretty much a nightmare for me here lately. Looks like we're not going to be able to get back in our home for at least another 9 months.
They must have done a lot of damage. I hate to hear that. Maybe sometime give me a call, or I can call you, and we can discuss some of that. Maybe there's something we could do.
Have a talk and call you, and I heard you on the radio the other day. I finally got the radio put back in my truck, which that's another long story, but got the radio put back in my truck finally, and thought I'd use it, but haven't really been able to jump on like I wanted to.
I heard your voice the other day. I had the radio turned down. I can't remember what day it was I was working or if I was home, but I wasn't able to get to the radio. But I was wishing I could so I could say hello. So I'm really glad you jumped in here. I'm working days now, so you can't talk me down to Atlanta like you did that one time. But we'll get together on the phone or something, and it'll be kind of interesting to hear the story.
After that. Now, I heard you on, so I knew you were pulling into the yard, but I just wanted to say hi because I talked to Patrick the other day, and I told him, I says, I've been thinking about you and Shane, and I says, I just haven't been able to get on the radio, but I wanted to at least say hi and see how you were doing.
Appreciate the call. Seriously, it's good to hear from you. But, yeah, I do need to go so I can drop this trailer and get back out and pick up another one. Daniel, take care. We'll talk to you again. KI4DTY, N4ZLK.
And thanks for hollering back. KI4DTY, I'm on the side.
And K4HNR, I've got about an hour drive till I'm home too, so I'll be here when you get back.
Come for you.
Time, if you can. I know you have an hour drive, so you already said it.
Got another trailer to get, but I'll call you in a minute. N4ZLK.
Listen in, we'll see. K4HNR.
HNR, N4ZLK.
We'll have time. K4HNR, how you doing?
Potter might be upset at me if I didn't talk to you.
That's funny. I'm actually, she can hear. We've been on the phone for the last hour, so I've been sitting in traffic, so say hi.
Well, you need to get your radio license so you can talk to us like this.
I mean, wouldn't then there'd be three Mabits on the air.
Now, I guess she's listening, but I was going to say this anyway. I really enjoyed eating lunch with her today. That was really sweet. We had a good time.
Oh, she said the same thing. Yeah, she really enjoyed it, too. I'm glad y'all were able to do that.
Drive down to Atlanta to meet me for dinner late at night, so this is a lot easier.
Listen, I had those late night phone calls with him.
Those were good, too. Yeah, I think we spent almost 3 hours on the phone one night.
That's a long time. That's pretty awesome. Well, have you talked to Seth at all the last couple of days on the radio?
When he was leaving physical therapy about 5 o'clock on this repeater, I heard him call me, but I was on the phone and I couldn't get back to him. And by the time I could get back to him, he couldn't make the repeaters. We're gonna have to get him we need to get a bigger radio for him, or get an outside antenna for that HT.
Yeah, he needs to wire something up in the old work truck.
Be okay with that?
Maybe not drill a hole behind the glove box, but yeah, he could figure something out.
But a magma won't work on it, I'm pretty sure, because I think it's an aluminum bodied truck.
Yeah, he's got that Ranger, but yeah, if it's like my F-150, I'm pretty sure they're both aluminum.
To Virginia and North Carolina.
Not as good as it could have gone. Yeah, yesterday morning I left and had a meeting in Charlotte at 8, and then had a sidewalk at the zoo project I'm doing at noon. That was good. Walked with the owner and the architect, looked at our roofs, and they were happy with them. Up in that Chester, Virginia job, so just making the 6-hour drive back home.
Project is in Virginia.
World's largest indoor strawberry growing facility. It's insane. It's a huge building. I think they said they can grow like 150 football fields worth of strawberries in a year.
I remember Gabrielle saying something about that, a strawberry strawberry growing facility, but I didn't realize that was it until you said it again. Goodness gracious, that's a lot of strawberries.
Got a headache just for some berries. Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, there's grow rooms and grow buildings all over, but yeah, this one, I can't believe it. It's the world's largest. It's crazy. So yeah, it's all like pressurized inside the building, so it's got like a bulletproof roof on top. So it's been a good contract and a good project for us, but yeah, it's a lot of work just for some berries.
The strawberries were worth that much effort.
Apparently it's a booming business. They're doing all right, I guess, but yeah, it's Plenty and Driscoll are the owners from out in California, so they're putting this right in Virginia so they can ship within a day to all the distributors on the East Coast.
So right, do they have the indoors, and it's not hydroponic, right?
I just drove under a bridge. What was that question?
Roof would go on the building, and what kind of light would they get inside the building? And this isn't the, what's it called, the hydroponic, where they grow in water?
No, I don't think it's hydroponic. Also, I took a picture of it. It's, I don't know, probably 50 feet tall. It's like a giant curtain of all these strawberries planted. But they've got, like, UV lights that line the sides of the corridor. But they can switch it to a light that like kills all the bugs, and then switch it back to the UV light. And it's got a PVC roof on it.
I missed a good bit of that. Just, I don't know if it's my location or yours, but I am in a low spot. Is that roof, the one you put on, does it allow light through it?
It's kind of like a picture an Oreo of a roof. Like it's waterproofed on the bottom of the insulation and on the top, to allow the building to pressurize and build up I don't know, pressure so it can create like an indoor ecosystem.
I didn't quite catch enough of that to understand it, but again, I'm in traffic here under in a low spot, so that's, let me get back with you in a little while. Call you in a few minutes, I'll get back to a better spot. RN4, is that okay?
Yeah, same here, I'm pretty low. Yep, I'll try in a couple minutes. K4HNR.
NR, N4ZLK.
Okay, K4HNR. Is this any better? You sound a little bit better.
Better. Got a couple more miles before I get to my stop, but where are you located now?
Right at exit 58. Just, here we go. We're finally moving. It's been bumper to bumper for the last 5 miles.
Imagining, thinking about you coming down there this time of day, if you were in that area, you're going to be driving very slowly for a while. That's close to the airport there, I believe, or right before the airport.
It's all over the place. Yeah, I just passed the BMW plant.
Step all the way past 385, I believe.
Yeah, I'm seeing a whole lot of red here on the GPS. Doesn't look like it's going to get any better.
40 and 26 suffered damage. It's actually gotten worse the last few weeks.
This is just crazy, especially, like, after 4 o'clock. This just gets insane.
Benefit you to cut across Greer, but I don't know, Greer may be backed up at this time of day, too.
It doesn't look like it'd be too, I mean, it's too much longer than normal. I've got about 45 minutes till I'm at the house.
I forgot where you guys lived. I was thinking you needed to get the travel dress. And I was just there last night, too. Do you go all the way down to Whitehorse?
I don't think so. I don't remember. No, I go down to Stone Street. All right, Stone Avenue. I take that exit.
85 and then go in towards town. Okay.
So, you've been enjoying days, working days? Have you had to get your sunglasses back out?
These last 2 weeks, I've had my sunglasses on all day long because there's not been a cloud in the sky.
We got hit with such a crazy hurricane, and then it's been so dry the last couple weeks.
I had to get used to working harder. Don't tell Beth that. And don't tell her I really like it. No, I don't really like it. It's a job, you know, and I'm used to it, but it took me a few days to get back in the groove.
Have they thrown off your sleeping schedule, or has it been better, been able to sleep at night?
Never had an issue sleeping at night, even when I was working nights. When I had the night off, I could still sleep all night long, so that's never been the issue.
Nice, well, that's good. That would throw me off like crazy. That would take me weeks to get back to normal.
Taking a week off and, you know, staying up all day and sleeping at night, and then having to go to work Monday night, trying to get back into that schedule, that would take me a few days to get where I wasn't real sleepy at nighttime.
Yeah, I bet. I bet that's tricky. Yeah, Isaiah and his wife, Lauren, they, even when they'll have, like, 3 or 4 nights off, you know, between their shifts, they'll keep that same exact schedule. They'll just stay up all night and then sleep all day.
Night shift permanently then right now?
Yeah, that's where the money's at. So they like it. They've gotten used to it. So they're on the 7-to-7 shift. But I think at least for the next year or so till he goes back to school. But yeah, they're liking it. They're just running and gunning.
Works like that when both of you are on the same schedule. There's a police officer down in Georgia, ham radio operator. He and his wife both work third. She's a dispatcher. He's a sheriff. He worked for the school. He was a sheriff's officer. Now he works for Georgia, University of Georgia. But they keep that same schedule. They both sleep during the day, even when they're off. They keep the same schedule that they do when they work.
That's probably the smart thing to do. That's awesome, yeah, especially if you both got the same shift. That's the way to do it. Yeah, they've said at the two different hospitals they work at, they're like, yeah, nights are chill. I mean, most of the patients sleep. You know, they every now and then they'll have, you know, these crazy stories pop up, but they kind of prefer that to day shifts, and they make a little bit more.
Working out for them like that, that's good. Anyway, I am pulling into my last stop here. I'm going to pick up this trailer when they're done, and I'm going to let you go. Be careful driving home. And if Gabby's still, Gabrielle, sorry, I can't say Gabby. If Gabrielle's still listening, I love you. And we'll talk to you later. 4, is that okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. You be safe out there, too. She said she loves you, too. We'll see y'all soon. I guess see you this weekend. But yeah, safe driving. Have a good night. N4ZLK, K4HNR.